Raleigh University Affairs to meeting of the 83rd Senate Session of the Associated Students, agenda for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016 at 5:34 p.m. in the President's Conference Room in the Center for Student Engagement, third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Second agenda item, roll call.
Senator Laura.
Present.
Senator Krupe.
Present.
Senator Hannah.
Present.
Senator Lucas, I no longer call her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Senator Mathias?
Present.
Senator Ragnon?
Absent, excused.
Quorum is met.
Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Moving to agenda item 4, minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from February 9, 2016. Senator Hannah?
I move to approve the minutes from February 9, 2016 through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? All right. Minutes from February 9th, 2016, passed unanimous consent. Moving to agenda item 5, old business, 5A, discussion on legislation progress. So, first one regarding campus escrow and parking services for the Disability Resource Center. I spoke with Marianne Christensen today, and we decided to look further into legality of everything. So, what liability issues we have and how we can counteract them. And then I contacted Parking and Transportation Services, and I have to contact Michelle Horton to see if I can set up a meeting and see if they can do it, and if not, see if we can move this as a campus-wide initiative next year. So I have to look at all of that. And then moving on to the next legislation regarding establishing a drink at the hub for a scholarship through ASUN. Oh, never mind. Legislation regarding establishment of uniform compost and recycling systems. Does anyone want to take that? Okay, we'll go ahead and scrap that. Legislation regarding sponsorship for newspaper containers. Senator Hannah.
Okay, so I looked back at my email from Greg. We call him Greg, it might not be Greg. And he was more towards apparently selling us it with their logo, so I said nah. So I'm wondering if we should also, I sent an email to Terrence to ask to sit down with him on how like willing he is to be like gung-ho for this, if that makes sense. If it's like worth exploring and he's not gonna like sign off at the end.
Public comment from Dr. Beatty.
I believe the Sage Brush bought the ones that are on campus mm-hmm. right now, so they would have to be throwing out ones that they've already mm-hmm. purchased to purchase other ones with someone else's logo. Doesn't sound like a great deal.
Yeah, I know.
I could be mistaken.
So I think we should just scratch out. All right, legislation regarding establishing more lights on Evan Street. Senator Hannah, Senator Kirby.
We're just waiting.
Legislation regarding establishing music on campus, Senator Krupe and Senator Mathias.
Yeah, so no real updates since the last time I spoke about it. We're still just waiting for the upgrades in the student union to go through. I guess we could kind of scratch this off because currently this isn't something that needs legislation anymore. I just talked to Director Price and it's getting taken care of. It doesn't really need the Senate's legislation. It was just a quick convo with the director.
Legislation regarding creating a waste reduction program. So that's another article. Okay. Legislation regarding promotion of an ASUN Senate legislation tracker. We already took care of this at meeting and everything with Director CP. So I think we can scratch that out too. We just have to make sure we're on it about asking him to post more about what's going through in Senate and all of that.
So if you guys want, I do create these reports every week. So if there's a piece of legislation that you think is important, just let me know and I'll email you my synopsis of it.
Senator Krupe?
I know that we end up seeing like all the legislation that comes to the floor, obviously, but are you also writing these synopses on legislation that's just in committees? Okay, so it's just the ones that go to the floor. Okay. I was just seeing if those were something that
I write something for Sandy on that, but it's very informal. spent a lot of time on grammar. It's a lot of my personal opinion on what will still need to be done before the new committee, what research will need to be done, what data.
Okay. Yeah, I only ask because I don't know if there's anything from other committees that we might not always be seeing that I would want to.
Oh, yeah, stuff does fall by the wayside. Usually people pick it back up. Usually what happens is what you see happens in here. Oh, recycle bins. Does anyone talk to facilities about if they're going to empty those doors or do we need Iron Nation? Just that kind of stuff.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. So if you guys are putting through legislation that you think is important enough and it passes through committee, just let me know and then, or just go ahead and email Dr. B yourself. We'll go ahead and do that. Any further conversation or comment on that? Okay. Legislation regarding the creation of a workshop for how to drive in the snow, Senator Hannah.
Okay, so I college stalked all these universities that have these things in place, and then I emailed one of their and it would probably have to happen next year, seeing as it's not snowing as often right now. But I'd like to get everything together to give it to either programming or someone else.
Okay. So do you plan on doing like a little binder or just something a little
bit? Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then we'll go ahead and move on. Oh, for the comment. Okay. Moving on to agenda item number 6, new business. 6A, fall liaison position updates. Since we haven't given the updates lately, I'd like everyone to kind of just update on what they have done.
So my update kind of directly relates to the legislation that I was already working on. Mm-hmm. But student union wise, I've just been talking to Chuck about the student union staffing Pennington and student union expansions and stuff. Right now, there's not really anything back and forth that the student union or Pennington really need from us.
Mm-hmm.
But if that changes, you guys will be the first to know.
All right, Senator Hannah.
So athletics is cool. I've been keeping up a lot with Wolfpack athletics and all of the games that are going on right now. We're doing really well, a lot of things, and I think ASU is doing pretty well covering it through Blue Crew.
Yeah.
I do have a little bit of difficulty with this question here. Why we have a liaison position for athletics, if like Director Cementi is always there and always covers
that. Dr. B.
Director Cementi is part of the executive board and you're the legislative branch, so you fulfill different roles.
Okay.
Director Cementi is always there because they're co-programming events. There may be bigger university-wide initiatives and things like that that go beyond Blue Crew and some folks over there handing out t-shirts at a basketball game. Mm-hmm. So, and it's also part of the checks and balances, right? It's just exec board is talking to someone, Senate may be out of the loop, and we may be missing like some really important stuff that's going through. So yeah, check and balance. Blue Crew is always gonna be like that, just because they're sports focused, they're on athletics, but I'd hate to see our government be in a position where only the president and the director of Blue Crew talks to athletics.
That's it. Okay.
Great
question.
Senator
Fikes. So I went to the support group, I guess you can call it, for the non-traditional students again. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just sat and talked to a few of the people there or whatever. And a lot of them, they're just kind of dealing with like just family stuff or whatever. And I always ask the same thing I can do for them. And they just kind of look at me and they say, we'll let you know. Mm-hmm. And I kind of sit for the rest of the meeting or group and like listen to them talk or whatever. And a lot of the issues that like they have are very they feel like different issues and like a lot of students on the campus deal with or whatever, like some of them regarding like the daycare on campus and a lot of them have questions about that, and so like I'll give them information about that and try to figure out like stuff because a lot of them have kids. And then some of them are like vets that have like questions about different veteran affairs and stuff like that needs. So nothing really like that we can do as a committee kind of thing, but kind of an overall kind of just getting them information when they need it or like point them in the right direction kind of stuff.
Dr. Mead.
So what we know from research about non-traditional students. differences, you're absolutely right. Their struggles are different than average students, and they're unique. A lot of times they're financial, which, you know, you guys may not be able to help with. Other things we know, though, is that, so for traditional students, you know, first-time, full-time, degree-seeking, 18 to 22-year-olds, getting involved on campus is super important. For non-traditional students, it's not. You know, for veterans, having some sort of veteran support services, they're looking more for things like they want to come to the Knowledge Center late at night when it might be closed, or they want to, so yeah, their problems are totally right, and it's great that you're experiencing that. The other thing is, too, is they may not even understand how powerful Senate is, right?
Yeah.
You guys, I think you guys still don't even understand how powerful you are, right? I don't know how many times I have to say it, but you're the most powerful entity on this campus, student entity on this campus, period, Senate, the 23 people next year, 22 this year. So maybe just taking a few minutes to explain to them what Senate does and talk about some initiatives that you've pushed through, that it's actually because of students that things have changed on campus, and letting them know that we actually have a lot of power. I don't think students get that. I think most senators don't get it until, you see this every year, like the senators are like, oh, well, exec's kind of telling us what to do. Why? Because exec's been here the year before as senators and become exec traditionally. So that's kind of what happens, right? And then it's about November, December when Senate finally comes into their own and says, wait a minute, we can do what we want. Our two-thirds vote trumps all. So
yeah.
I think maybe explaining to them just I would bring up four or five of the initiatives about the gender-inclusive bathrooms, different things like that. If you're with veteran students, maybe campus carry isn't the best one to talk about,
yeah.
Right? Because it was voted down. You know, play to your audience,
yeah,
you know, some things that have passed, and then just really ask, okay, you don't know how I can help, you never tell me anything, but if you had the power to wave your wand to change one thing at the university that would make going to the university better for you, what would it be? And maybe that's just a different approach.
A lot of them on that financial end, they always ask, like, fill out the scholarship form, and they're always like, why don't I ever get really anything from that form, from the scholarship, from the ACU scholarship stuff? And I was like, that's a great question, and so that's kind of what I want to figure out, is how we can get more students some of that scholarship money or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be cool if we pushed more of the Drink at the Hub so we can do that through Senate and stuff.
Yeah.
We can do a scholarship, but that's definitely something I think you probably need to do, contact.
Yeah.
Would it be President Babbitt for, or Dr. B?
So all the scholarships we've moved, because we got to the point where we were getting thousands of applicants,
yeah,
and it was too hard for student groups to do it, and let's be honest, we're not as qualified as them. Right?
Yeah.
That's what they get paid to do, 50 hours a week. It all goes through Michonne Hayes.
Okay.
MichonneHayes is direct contact for scholarship questions.
Okay.
And what they do is they take the criteria that the ASU and put in there, the students put in there, and they go through the thousands of applications. And what happens, because they're doing what's great, is one person's not going to get this one, this one, this one, this one, and this one, right? For scholarships across campus. So
yeah,
it hashes up. They just have to realize that ASUN has 13 scholarships, and there's three or four apiece. So maybe you're looking at, anyway, say 60.
Yeah.
Right? And we've got 21,000 students. So that might be why. But there is one specifically for non-traditional students taking 6 or less credits. I don't know. I don't remember if there's a veterans one or not. But it might be a scholarship we start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we can put more money in that account, right? That's not if we. Okay.
So I'll give a quick update on mine, or to give you guys the update on the TRC. So we're working on that, and then with Greek Life, I'm working with both MGC and Panhellenic. The only thing I've received is that the MGC president and a president for one of the MGC fraternities is having some issues trying to change their information from the past exec and everything, and so I'm gonna talk again with Ave and see what he, like, or whoever's in charge of that, see if they can contact them and get that situated. That's pretty much it, Dr. B.
They just need to email Rocio with the changes and just change it.
Senator Kripke?
I would definitely say that you still pursue that, though, because I've also personally emailed Rocio and Abe and every single club director, because I have gotten like 1,000 emails from people running for things and I'm not leadership anymore. So definitely follow that up.
Yeah, and then, like, Abe asked for their email and I thought he was going to contact them and everything, but that didn't happen. He contacted them 2 weeks ago, so I was just like, email Rocio and like.
Yeah, they can just email Rocio and say that the new president and treasurer are.
Okay.
But let it be known, if that president and treasurer have not attended an accounting training, no one in their club's going to be able to access money until they do.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll want to attend the accounting training before they make it official.
Mm-hmm.
So just to, or club renewal's going to start in March again and end in May. So they're going to be submitting all that stuff again in the next month anyways. But it's up to them.
I'll let them know about that. And then we kind of have to figure out the liaison positions from Senator Lucas. What were liaison positions? Do you guys remember? Which one? I have to figure that out. But next meeting, whoever is the chair, hopefully we'll figure out who can take.
I have that somewhere.
Okay.
When you first started the Senate box, because you all contacted someone, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you end up being liaisons with the people you contacted?
No. I don't think so.
Does anyone drop no one to resign?
Yeah.
Oh, then I don't know.
We could look back at prior minutes.
Yeah.
We could look back at prior minutes.
Right, email her. I'm sure she'll still answer an email. Hopefully, yes.
I'll let her know. I'll email her.
Or text her.
Alright. Six. No. Okay. It was like 6B discussion on future legislation. Does anyone have any ideas on what they want to do?
Just one, Senator Mathias, off what you were saying, maybe a piece of legislation. Well, first, find out exactly what scholarships ACN offers, but possibly a piece of legislation for a veterans scholarship.
That's what I was going to say.
Is
that okay? I didn't want to pick up on that. Yep. So, scholarships.
You can't sit with us.
Get more.
Anything else? I have nothing right now. I haven't really thought of anything, but I will. And we all will.
For sure.
But yeah. Okay, and, oh yeah, also, it'd be good for us to, since our term is, sorry. Okay. Since our term is ending soon, hopefully we can all draft up a paper of the projects we've taken on that haven't really worked out, if that's something worth pursuing, and then like making the legacy binder for next year's. So, moving to agenda item number 7, public comment. Any public comment? Okay. Moving to agenda item number 8, adjournment at 5:52.